In response to a recent story about bicycle polo, John Bush, who hears only a game on WEPR in Greenville, South Carolina, wrote, "I was transported to 1969 and a field in Aiken, South Carolina, where boys were riding fire engine red Schwinn bicycles and laughing in heated competition. Thank you so much for the delight you provided me." During last week's program, I spoke with Sports Illustrated writers David Epstein and Selena Roberts, who had collaborated on a story about the ongoing investigation of whether Lance Armstrong had instigated the use of performance-enhancing drugs among his cycling teammates, among other things. Cyclist Gene Dixon, who listens to the program on WUGA in Athens, Georgia, was not pleased. He wrote, "To me, even if guilty, Lance beat everyone because he was the best in the field using the same equipment as everybody else. If he's convicted of fraud, can I sue to get my money back for every baseball ticket I ever bought because the league wasn't diligent in doing their job? Of course not. There is only one icon in the sport of cycling. How about helping create some new ones? Do a positive story soon." Last week's program also included a story about kite skiing in New York. Terry Brunsman, who hears the program on WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky, enjoyed that. "I especially liked the music button you used to finish the story," she wrote. "That song, Kites Are Fun, was a favorite of my dad's, and hearing it and singing along this morning brought back wonderful memories of him. Your show makes me laugh and think. My favorite combination." This week's email also provided evidence that some listeners are thinking ahead to next week's program, during which we will once again unleash the Only a Game Hut Hut Haiku players for another edition of Super Bowl Haiku. From Tim McCusker, who listens to the program on WRVO in Oswego, New York, comes this aquatically themed verse, "Longing for water, Green Bay, Monongahela, I dream of football." Another rather liquid haiku came from Daryl Desmond, a WBUR listener. "A hot bowl of soup, a frigid day, the big game, far from soup or bowl." You can register your comments in 17 syllables or more at the website onlyagame.org. You can leave a comment on the listener line by calling 617-353-1860. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Harvard University, whose Harvard Extension School offers online and on-campus courses to students around the world. extension.harvard.edu. This is NPR.
Talent, like beauty, is in the eye of the beholder, and this perhaps explains the recent presence on the television show China's Got Talent of a Shaolin monk who invited various people to kick him in the groin. Steel crotch kung fu, the ability to absorb such a blow and then smile warmly at the audience, can be either hard crotch kung fu or soft crotch kung fu, depending on various variables, just as well left unmentioned. When members of the audience in the China's Got Talent studio were caught crossing their legs as they watched the exhibition, they smiled wanly and claimed they were practicing crossed leg kung fu.
Kung fu, I'm just